proud of yourself and the way you turned your game around after an off year last year. Are you playing so well?
I'm not proud of myself because I expected from myself. You know, if anything, I felt like I should have been bringing this last year, but I don't really focus on the past. I just think, you know, I have enough talent. I have a lot of experience, so I feel like I should be playing up to my potential. I still got a lot more in me, so I just feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I need to keep improving.
Yanks starting might take you out of your rhythm. You're giving the team more energy off the bench. Would you rather start?
All I want to do is just do what the coaches need me to do, help the team win, and just play. You know, it doesn't matter how I'm doing it. As long as I come in the game, I'm just playing with a lot of energy and being effective. So I just care about being on the court. I don't care how I get there.
31 minutes last game. You were winded after that. That's more than you've been getting.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't get tired. I wanted it. That's what I want to play. So, you know, I was happy to be out there, happy to be battling. This is what we work out. This is what we do everything for games like that. And, you know, he went to me, and I did that off the bench. So, like I said, it doesn't matter how I come in the game. I just want to be in the game.
Do you consider yourself more of a leader now that you're a junior? And it seems like people are following you in practice and stuff.
I just think that, you know, for you to do anything as a leader anywhere, you have to set the example to yourself. So I think in the past and even now, it was a lot that I had to learn about and mature for is my habits and how to approach the game and what to look for. And it's not always about playing hard, but also thinking the game. So I think, you know, as I'm working on myself, I'm able to set a better example for people. And in that way, I could lead. It's not so much me, you know, saying I'm the boss or saying I'm older, listen to me. I think me improving myself and not only is it benefit me, but it's also showing other people the proper way to do things and, you know, how you could be successful or how you could take steps to be successful.
You consider, like, Gabe maybe one of your, like, kind of a project because he's still really raw and learning.
Right. I think Gabe has a lot of ability, and he does a lot of great things in practice. I think he's just right at that last step where he's transferring it to the game and just gaining confidence. It's all about confidence because he has it, and he came here raw, but he's improved so much. It's like almost like he's a young kid, just how much more he has now than he had then. And not only Gabe, just anybody on the team, just the younger guys, older guys. I feel like setting an example can help, you know, anybody. Gabe's my fellow big man, so obviously I talk to him a lot, but I talk to Sappy, I talk to Pat. You know, I talk to Woody, I talk to everybody just to, you know, because I'm still watching them from the bench. I'm learning from them how the game's going as well. So I think it's just a 360 relationship.
Is your confidence higher than it's been maybe in your career, at least for a while?
I think I would say my confidence is, you know, obviously me performing well, having good performances increases your confidence. But I think I'm just more sure on the back end of things or, you know, how to do this, what to expect. You know, I know what to expect from teams. I'm pretty familiar with the players. Now now I fully understand, you know, what the coaches need, how the offense has worked. And so I think as a freshman, you know, I had a lot of great games. It was still kind of a mystery because I was hit or miss for, as you know, I didn't really know that, you know, the systematic way, and that's where consistency comes in. So I think I need to be proved to keep consistent in how I'm doing things, and I think that's helping from now. I know more, and I know how to be consistent because I'm aware of what works, what doesn't work.
You mentioned how you're watching guys from the bench, the younger players. From what you've seen at Adam right now, what's your assessment of him, and what do you do to keep him encouraged?
I think Adam just needs to work hard. Everybody wants, you know, results so fast nowadays. He's still only a freshman. He's a 7-foot kid. He was in high school last year, so there's nothing wrong with him learning. Not to mention he's on a good team, you know. I was leaning more heavily as a freshman, so in that case I had longer. I played more. I had more opportunities to, you know, experiment. He's still learning. He's on a better team, so I think he's playing well. I think he doesn't make that many mistakes defensively. I think he's a great passer. I just think, you know, the scoring's not there, but that doesn't mean he's not playing well. I think he's doing pretty well for what the team he's on, and I think he's going to continue to improve. And like I said, this is only his freshman year, so, you know, if I was him, I wouldn't be disappointed. I don't know how the outside people feel, but I told him, keep your confidence and just be patient and keep working because the work will pay off.
Coach McCaffrey was also saying how you are around 228 now and that you seem to be comfortable there. Is that the sense that you've gotten as well as far as, you know, changing your weight from one weight your freshman year to moving up your last year?
Yeah, I think I'm about 225, okay. And I think that's a good weight because, it, you know, I got my springs, obviously, and I got – I got power now to go along with my spring and speed, because you need that, because this is a battle conference, and I'm wrestling with guys that are still a lot bigger than me. But now that I have, you know, I already have athletic power, that's what he calls it. So now that I have, you know, the good amount of weight, like I said, I'm just right now at this point in my career, I'm starting to figure out, you know, the formula that works and where I want to be. And now it's just about consistency and carrying out all information I've learned, just using it every day.